opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, Reading. This is Mark Beecham sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott, and my partner in crime here is Trudy Pratt, who is a co-host or a show has a show on Saturdays, and our producer today is Bob Belongi, ever cheerful.
Good.
That's
morning.
Right. Good morning,
Bob. I have a question for you before we get into this.
I have an answer for you.
How did you earn the nickname Bad Bob?
Day one when Free Fire Radio went on the air, of course, December 17th, I think it was, 2 years ago. We started the mic, and Carl calls me Bad Bob, and I'm looking at him going, where does that come from? Now, mind you, I just pulled an all-nighter hooking up the various wires and things, and in fact, we were still connecting stuff up as we went live. And somehow it just stuck, and you would have to ask the colonel for further clarification.
All right, well, the colonel is unavailable, and I understand he is at Camp Pendleton on the beach. Is that right?
Just a few hundred yards down from San Onofre, so now he can serve as his own nightlight.
One of the perks, I guess, of being a retired military. Our show today is interesting. The first person I thought of having as a guest, I called, and when Carl rang me up and asked me if I would guest host today, is Heidi Horwitz, who is the superintendent, is that right, of the Shasta State Historic Park in Old Shasta, which is slated to close on July 1st this year because of the state's budget mess, but may not close, fingers crossed, if Heidi's efforts with the Shasta Historical Society bear fruit. The park may remain open. So we have the first hour with Heidi talking about Shasta State Historic Park, why it's important you get out there and see it before July 1st, just in case it does close, and what efforts are being undertaken to keep it open and keep the precious artifacts there, as well as the incredible art collection. So we'll get into Heidi in a minute, but I gather we've got a couple of things before. And the second hour, Trudy is going to take over and do an interview or a co-host, I guess, with Lucky Just Ronnie, who is
right.
a local
and
attorney.
And it sounds like he does a monthly sort of legal advice hour. And
okay.
So I'll be walking him through that. And then where is it exactly that you're going at 8, Mark?
You have to bring that up?
Yeah.
I have to get my teeth cleaned. And I'd forgotten about that until about 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon. So I have to get out of here about 7:55.
Excellent.
But
okay.
Anyway.
So we're going to get a lot done, and we're going to learn so much.
When Lucky is on, maybe you could ask him about bankruptcy, since it's one of the things he advertises on the radio all the time. And
okay.
Bankruptcy trends, and if he's noticing any increase or decrease or whatever
okay.
in that, would be good. Bob, where are we?
All righty. Right now, though, we're going to head on down to our Wells Fargo advisors. This morning, Susan Eastman is going to let us know what's happening out there in the financial world. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are higher, looking to advance for a second day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 39 points at 12,542. The S&P 500 is up 8 points at 1324. The NASDAQ Composite is positive 13 points at 2860. Active stocks this morning, General Electric's up a penny, trading at $19.13. Pfizer down 3 cents at 2251. Coca-Cola down 38 cents at 7413. Local stocks of interest, Safeway's positive 12 cents, trading at $19.01. Target, positive 31 cents at 56.12. Walmart, positive 13 cents at 63.18. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 1.79% and the 30-year bond 2.87. For commodities, gold is down $9.70 at 1,579 ounce. Silver's down a dime at 28.22. Crude oil down 56 cents, trading at $92 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
We need to take a break right now. When we come back, we'll have Heidi Horwitz of the Shasta State Historic Park. We'll talk about the park and the efforts to save it before it hopefully doesn't close on July 1st.
And you're listening to KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court, with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown. Like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2012 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 23rd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers save an extra 15% with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 23rd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Keurig coffee maker giveaways. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 23rd. Vendors include Shasta County Public Health, Curves Fitness for Women, Walter Hearst Insurance, Addis Healthcare, Shasta County Senior Nutrition, Mercy Home Health and Hospice. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Welcome Home Assisted Living, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 and AM 1230 KLXR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
At 7:13, let's take a quick look at the weather here on Free Fire Radio. Right now, we are looking at about 58 degrees. It's going to be mostly sunny today, a high near 79. Tonight's low around 52. Sunny tomorrow and a high near 78. Beautiful spring-type weather. And this weather report, as always, brought to you by a good friends out at Anselmo Vineyards on Inwood Road. On your way up to Shingletown, absolutely beautiful this time of year. Beautiful any time of year. Check them out. Anselmo Vineyards, a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio. Now back to our guest host, Mark Beauchamp.
Thank you, Bob. And my guest host, co-host, is Dr. Trudy Pratt,
hey,
a local chiropractor.
Morning.
Yes.
Good morning. Yeah.
And our guest in the studio this morning is Heidi Horwitz, who is the superintendent of Shasta State Historic Park and several other parks in the North State, including the Weaverville Joss House and Castle Crags. And what other parks do you have here? Also, Bernie, right.
MacArthur Bernie Falls Memorial State Park and Ajimawi Lava Springs State Park out east of MacArthur, or north of MacArthur.
Which I understand is a beautiful place.
It's probably one of the most hidden jewels of the state park system. You have to paddle in.
And the hardest to pronounce.
You have to paddle in.
You have to paddle in. It's a. It's not on an island. It is connected by land, but you cannot access it by land. So you take a boat 2.5 miles across Big Lake and down Tule River, and you get up at the park. And there's 9 campsites and about 12 miles of hiking trails, and it is absolutely lovely. Bald eagles, osprey, black bear. It feels like you are in the middle of nowhere,
and you probably
you are. And it was a native lands and still is of the Ajimawi band of the Pitt River tribe.
Wow.
We are fortunate to say are our neighbors, and we get along quite well. They're quite supportive of the park, and we have a brand new brochure available on the park. If you want to contact me, I can get you one, or it is also online at www.parks.ca.gov.
All right. Is it at Old Shasta at the park, and you just pick up that brochure?
Yeah, we will have some out there. And Ajimawi is spelled A-H-J, so if you're looking on the web, it's one of those hard to pronounce and hard to spell.
Okay. Interesting.
All right, well, we're here to talk about
Old Shasta.
Old Shasta and Shasta State Historic Park, which is the heart of Old Shasta and has been since the park opened in the 50s, I guess, early 50s, right?
Correct.
And the state's budget crisis has led to a decision, I guess, to close 70 parks around the state, including a number of ours in the North State. I think everything except for Bernie, right, in your area?
Bernie and Ajimawi, which has a very minimal operating budget.
Okay, so three or four of your parks would close under the state's plan?
3 of my 5, and then Ide Adobe, just south of us, would also close, which is not in my area, but still very much loved by the people in the park system.
Yeah.
And of the 70 that have been slated to close, I understand 18 have been, air quotes, saved by people, nonprofits coming forward or other arrangements that will keep those parks operating in some fashion. Is that right?
Right. When the list came out on May 13th last year, we were told to find partners to help us operate the parks. And, of course, National Parks was kind and stepped up, especially in areas where National Parks were either right next to or they had concurrent jurisdiction. So that would have been parks in the Marin County area and on the North Coast. So there was many parks that were immediately, you know, partnerships were created and finances were found through National Parks to at least keep these parks open. Now, we're talking about many of these agreements, if not all, will keep the parks open, but it will be on a much different use pattern in that it will be either reduced days, reduced services, somehow just to keep the park open at least 1 or 2 days a week. And every park will differ on what those partnerships and how they're defined.
What exactly are we at risk of losing if the Shasta State Historic Park closes?
Unlike a lot of other historic parks, Shasta is very specific for that park. All of the items that are there have been donated either from fifth generation Shasta residents or came with when the park was established. In the 1920s, May Helene Bacon Boggs went down and saw the ruins and saw the disrepair. It was a ghost town at that point.
Is that right?
Yeah,
wow.
It was. The roofs had fallen in the buildings. It was. If you look at the ruins, the courthouse museum looked like that. And she decided that that was wrong, and she rallied and purchased many lots that which is how the park is defined. They're lots, very narrow fronts because you paid taxes by how wide your front of your building was. So they were long and narrow. So she started acquiring them and partnered up at that point with the Native Sons of the Golden West and the Shasta Historical Society and came to come up with a plan. And in the 30s, they approached state parks and said, we really want to make this a state park. And it took until the 50s, but she was very successful in not only donating land, but donating her art collection. So at that point, we had Mr. George Albro, who worked for the Shasta County and had worked in the courts and had saved everything. So everything you see in the courthouse itself is original to the county building that was there. We were fortunate to have, I guess, old-time hoarders that saved everything and then were generous enough to give them back to the park. So when you look at our collection of 23,000 items, about 95% of those are specific to the park.
And Mrs. Boggs' art collection is really one of the best, if not the best, collection of early California art anywhere.
Right. Mrs. Boggs from 18, she was born in 1853 and started collecting art, lost a lot of it, if not all of it, in the 1906 earthquake and fire that followed, and then started collecting again. So she emphasized artists from the 1850s to the 1950s. And these were people that she supported both by promoting them and purchasing their art. So we have Grace Hudson's, we have Maynard Dixon's, Thaddeus Welch. We have many, many famous California artists. When you come into the park and look at the 98 paintings that hang on the wall in their beautiful frames, they are not necessarily of California scenes, but they're artists that were either from or trained in California.
And I understand we ought to take a break, don't we? But when we come back, we'll continue talking about some of the really rare and wonderful artifacts and other documents and that are at the Shasta State Historic Park.
That are part of our history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be right back.
I'm Bob Moore. My family and I have run Moore's Flour Mill in Redding for nearly 40 years. We also have a 75-acre grain farm in Churn Creek Bottom, and it's been my dream to restore an old grist mill on the site and to grow a variety of crops to be processed and sold at the farm. Unfortunately, none of this will be possible if Measure B passes. So I'm here to ask you to please vote no on Measure B. And remember, Measure B has nothing to do with the shopping mall. Support real agriculture. Vote no on Measure B.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Michelle Martin Strebe, Marketing Manager with the Record Searchlight. Didn't I see you recently, Michelle?
You've seen me quite a few times. I bought the car last year. It's a used car, but it definitely had some front-end problems. I took it into Cars. The mechanic went through every problem. They kept me safe, and the car is fixed. You guys were a dream to work with.
How did you happen to come into Cars in the first place?
Well, I had met the owner, Barb White, years ago when I first moved to Redding. The shop is real close to the Record Searchlight. The concierge service, I have to say, is one reason I use Cars so much. It's very handy, and I don't have to inconvenience everybody else in my family to run me around town.
Have you referred any of your friends or your coworkers there at the Record Searchlight or any of your family into Cars?
I'm bragging about the last thing I had done, which was the detailing. You guys are just like a one-stop shop for me. It's wonderful.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Jeff Hess with Hawkins Companies, a family-owned business for over 35 years. Part of our goal when coming into a community is to add economic development. In addition, we try to identify community problems and provide solutions. For instance, Sheriff Pasinko and a number of Redding police officers have indicated the need for additional jail space. Our retail developments, such as Sportsman's Warehouse, will earmark thousands of dollars for public safety. We appreciate all of your support.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Thank you, Bob. Back at KCNR 1460, and this is Mark Beach. I'm substituting for Carl and Linda Bott.
And I'm Trudy Pratt, and we're covering for them today, aren't we?
That's right. We're trying to cover for Carl and Linda Bott, who are taking a well-deserved vacation at Camp Pendleton on the beach.
And this may actually be a real vacation versus a trip where they're just busy the whole time. So this is fabulous.
I hope so. And this week, I gather, besides the two of us, there are other KCNR family members who are going to be substituting for Carl and Linda. And our guest this hour until the 8 o'clock hour is until 8 o'clock is Heidi Horwitz, who is the superintendent of Shasta State Historic Park, which is facing closure on July 1st unless the Shasta Historical Society raises enough money to keep it open in some fashion. But we were just talking before the break about what is at the Shasta State Historic Park, and we were talking about the art collection. But there's a lot more. I mean, there's really something for every member of the family if you go out there. I remember as a kid being fascinated by both the jail downstairs, which was a creepy,
scary
place.
It smelled, it was cool, it was...
Cool in a bad way, yeah. In a kind of a moldy, damp...
Moldy, don't want to hang out there, better be good kind of way.
Exactly. And the great collection of guns, rifles and pistols.
Ruggles Brothers history.
And I gather they're the gun that the Ruggles Brothers or one of the Ruggles Brothers used in the holdup is actually on display?
It is within the exhibit, as well as the safe that was blown up by the people in the area who was not... they weren't into how slowly the legal process was moving, so they actually went and got the key after the deputy went home, blew up the safe, took the key, and took their own idea of what the legal process should be and hung the Ruggles Brothers. We have a photo of that hangs on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
And in that time, we also have the gallows that are behind the Courthouse Museum in their original location, and... that time, hangings were looked at a lot differently than they are now, and not that they are now, but it was capital punishment, and it's family, you know, people would come and actually watch. It was a picnic, which is a very different way we deal with this sort of process now. However, only three people were hung at the Shasta County facility, and that's part of the history, and sometimes it's good to look back and see how things were and figure out why and how it shows you a snapshot in time of what that area was in the 1850s.
Why is history important? I mean, you've spent your career with state parks. Why is history important?
History gives you a sense of place. And for all of us, we can go through our own lives and think about things that were important or sad or happy. We learn from the past. And when you bring the school children in, which we get about 2,000 a year that come through for their third grade history curriculum to make that come alive, they now don't even know what a chalkboard is. And I think that's really relevant when you think about how many changes we've seen through our lives. And when the kids find out that ice for the ice cream had to come down from Shastabali on a wagon and be stored in caves, and how there was no refrigeration, and that people had to make their own clothing, if they even, you know, that everything was scarce. How would you get produce? How would you get food? It's very relevant, and it makes it so the kids maybe think differently or value what they have more. It really does, just like sports or other extracurricular activities, history for some children is very important. When the original announcement came, I was out with the media who was filming me for TV, and one of the students, a little third grader, asked what was going on, and we told her, and she started crying and said, "This is important to me. I love it here. I love learning about this place. How could you do this?" And it really was, the media wanted, of course, to film her, and I said, "No, we can't really do that because of, you know, of privacy." But it was very poignant and very, very important to us.
Oh, definitely.
We've got to take a break on that kind of poignant note, and we'll be back after the news and with more from Heidi Horwitz talking about the Shasta State Historic Park and the efforts to keep it open in some fashion after July 1st.
Business Network. Wall Street is swinging between gains and losses in early trading. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is just about flat. Facebook shares, however, continue to sell off on their third trading day. The social networking site is trading well below its initial public offering of $38 a share. And General Mills has announced plans to eliminate 850 jobs worldwide. The Minneapolis-based food company also expects $109 million worth of restructuring costs. Most of those charges will be incurred during the fourth quarter, with the remaining being recorded next year. General Mills also reaffirmed its full-year 2012 earnings outlook of up to $2.55 a share, which is in line with expectations. And it's official. Google's purchase of Motorola Mobility is now complete. The deal will allow Google to boost its Android system and enhance competition in mobile computing. Google bought Motorola for $40 a share and will run the company as a separate business. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/archiver.
This is retired Assemblyman Stan Statham. For over 18 years, I fought for the Great North State against many threats, including state money grabs and L.A.'s liberal influence over our legislature. I even authored a measure to separate the North State from Southern California so we could create our own independent state. We need an independent, conservative North State leader to fight for us, and that's why I'm supporting Rick Bassetti for Assembly. Rick will never support higher taxes, and he will bring new jobs to the North State, and most importantly, he stood up already against special interests by authoring sweeping pension reform for the city of Redding. He'll do the same in Sacramento. Join me, along with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, former State Senator Maurice Johannesson, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the National Tax Limitation Committee, and hundreds of local small business owners, and vote Rick Bassetti on June 5th. So much is at risk.
I'm Rick Bassetti, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bassetti for Assembly 2012.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365- 3793.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Thank you, Bob, and we're back. This is Mark Beecham co-hosting with Dr. Trudy Pratt, substituting for Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460. And our guest this hour is Heidi Horwitz, who is the superintendent of Shasta State Historic Parks. And we are just finding out all the incredible things that are at the park, at the Courthouse Museum, including, I'm told, one of the best weapons collections in the state, if not ever anywhere. Is that right?
It's a very good exhibit of a myriad of weapons that were given to us by the Native Sons of the Golden West when the park was established. Some very unique, one of a kind. The sniper rifle, I believe, is one of only six left in the world that we know of. We also have a cannon that we thought came from Fort Ross, but we're finding out now maybe it's been surplus from the Crimean War. So different weapons that came different ways. The cannon's important because it was used at many events starting in the late 1800s and was dragged to the site by a horse in years ago and was at the Litch store for many years. So we have an on exhibit in the Courthouse Museum.
Speaking of things outside of the Courthouse Museum itself, the bakery, I understand, has had some sort of new life breathed into it recently.
Yes, we were very fortunate to have two young women business entrepreneurs do a lot of research and find that was an excellent place to put in a bakery or to reinvigorate. And it opened in March. They're doing very, very well. You can come out for coffee, ice cream, or crepes. They're very enjoyable. They really want to be part of the community. They're open every day except Monday. And please come out and visit them. They have created a very nice space. You can play games, sit on the porch, have a treat. And it's becoming a destination spot for people on bicycles and families, especially when kids get out of school at Shasta. They want to go over and have a treat.
I didn't know that about the bakery.
I didn't either. I just thought it was like an exhibit of what was, but you can get food.
Real food.
Oh!
Do they make it there on site?
They do. We don't have a commercial kitchen, so they have done some, they do things that don't require that. They have very lovely coffee and crepes that they can make right there with little crepe machines, and they have both dessert crepes and some savory crepes, and they change it up to what's in season, and people are really enjoying it.
Gosh, I learn something
I
new
see
every day.
A restaurant review.
Right.
Cooking in Mark Beecham's brain right now.
Maybe so. Question, you mentioned that there's going to be a big fundraising day or a community day on the 16th of June?
Yes, we are going to have a Save Old Shasta Day on June 16th, which is the Saturday of Father's Day weekend from 10 to 2. And we're going to emphasize some fun games and things to do with your dad. We'll also have the blacksmiths that have the blacksmith shop out at the park make us a brand, and we'll be the kids can make a branded piece of wood for their dads with a S for Shasta on it. There'll be some games and some masons selling food, and we're allowing free entry into the museum in hopes that people will support the park any way they can financially. It's our last big effort before the July 1st date. The Shasta Historical Society has really stepped up to the plate and done some fundraising. They had a special event that was their hope to raise some large cash donations over 3 years. They wanted people to pledge for a 3-year commitment because the donor agreement that they are entering into would have them give financial support to the park for a period of 3 years. Now, if they do this and they're successful, which it seems like they're well on their way to being successful, however, they are still more than welcome to donations, the more money they can get, the more the operation can grow. So the funding they are getting will be put towards park operations and directly only for this park. And the money then will be used to keep the park open 2 days a week is the minimal.
Goal? That's okay,
the minimal
2 days a week.
But any more money, it can increase the days. One day would have to be during the week for the school groups, and one day would be on the weekend. And if we can get another day, we would be able to open both weekend days, which is really the goal because that's when we get the most visitation.
And how will the staff be? How will the park be staffed under that scenario?
It's going to be reduced again. We're talking scant staff, enough to run volunteers, enough to be there to be. We have to have someone physically there with the art collection and the value. And so even though they can have volunteers help, and we very much encourage volunteers, and we do have a wonderful group, but there still has to be someone there that is a paid staff member. So we have reduced our museum curation. We that position is now gone. We cannot afford that anymore. So anything that requires attention will just be kind of catch-as-catch-can by the staff that is there. It's not the proper way to do things, in that we would like to have, you know, more things coming in and cataloged. And there is definitely, if you know about museums, the proper way to do things. But right now we're more in survival mode, and to keep the doors open is really our goal.
Excellent.
And your feeling is, I'm gathering, you're reasonably optimistic that the park will not close.
I'm noticing that too.
Well, I'm optimistic because I've worked in parks for 27 years, and this is the first group in my career that has stepped up and said, we can do this. In a pretty short order, and they'd established a committee. I'm not that connected with Redding and Shasta County until I met these two individuals. Actually, two leaders, but many, many supporters from Shasta Historical Society. They set up a committee. Everybody stepped up, said they'd help, and they certainly are. So we did a benefit fundraiser in May, and now we're going to follow up by visiting different groups, the Rotaries and Lions Clubs and things like that within town, and looking just to share the story of the park and hopefully gain some financial support.
Now, if you're noticing that people are coming forward and they're interested, but maybe they don't have a lot of money, and they're interested in possibly being a volunteer, who do they contact? You?
They should contact us at the park.
Okay, and how do they find you?
They can either, the best thing to do is call the park, which is 243-8194. They can also go online to www.parks.ca.gov and go to the Shasta Historic State Park link, and that will get them to phone numbers. And they contact us. We have different things people can do, including dressing in period costume, learning about the history, and running the Litch store as Mr. Litch did in the 1800s. Or they can help behind the scenes. Sometimes we have other things that need doing, and they get trained in different parts of the how a park works.
Like what else would be the jobs? Suddenly I'm wanting a job somewhere.
That's the thing about parks, is you start volunteering, as I did many years ago, and you end up making it a career, and then you realize that there's nothing else you can do because it's such a wonderful existence. You work with great people, volunteers. At the park, it would be different, whatever you have a skill doing. We have a lot of computer work that needs doing, different things that we can coordinate. We need people who can sew for costumes. Our costume, you know, always need repairs, things like that.
I bet.
Working with children, if there's something special people want to do, the blacksmiths are a perfect example of that. They came to me a few years ago and said if they had a blacksmith shop, they would do demonstrations. And we worked hand in hand and moved a building, and they created that whole blacksmith shop, not with any state funds. Everything they did on their own, and they volunteer their time out there, and they have created a following, and it's been very positive. They're wonderful to work with. So I'm open to creative ideas that if someone has something they have a skill at, it could work.
All right. We got to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll continue talking with Heidi Horwitz about the fate of Shasta State Historic Park just west of Redding.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hi there, this is Christy Camp from Wind River Casino. Wind River Casino and Redding Rancheria are partnering up with Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. I'll be dancing with the stars to raise money for Shasta Women's Refuge. Join us on Wednesday, May 23rd from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Elements Restaurant, located inside Wind River Casino, to support myself and Monica in Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. 20% of all sales will go to the benefit of Shasta Women's Refuge. We'll be featuring our new Kansas City style smoked pork rib starting at $12.95. Dine and donate with us on May 23rd and support us in our fundraising for helping victims of domestic violence. But that's not all. Play Double Action Bingo all month long. Only $3 a game for a chance at $500. 10% of all Double Action sales go to the Shasta Women's Refuge. You can also help by purchasing a star at the River Club. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. You can also look for Team Chris and Monica on Facebook. And remember, it's always better on the river.
Ask yourself these two questions. How many vacant buildings do we have now? Do we really need more retail stores in this area? We have only one opportunity to grow. Let's grow wisely. Churn Creek Bottom is fighting a big war on Measure A and Measure B. They need your help. It's no way on Measure A, and it's clear to see it's yes siree on Measure B. The homeowners of Churn Creek Bottom don't have a lot of money to fight this battle, but what they do have is the truth. They're not a big out-of-state company. They're local homeowners fighting to protect and preserve prime farmland in Shasta County, paid for by the Churn Creek Bottom homeowners and friends.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Thank you, Bob. We're back. This is Mark Beecham substituting for Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460, and my guest co-host is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and our guest during this hour has been Heidi Horwitz, the superintendent of Shasta State Historic Park, and we're just talking about the efforts to save the park out there. You were mentioning during the break that one of your other parks, the Joss House in Weaverville, has actually, you're going to go over to Weaverville today and sign a donor agreement to keep that park open. Is that right?
Yeah, go. That's great.
It's so exciting. Similar issues there. A small park, a historic unit, doesn't bring in much money, low visitation, but it is the heart of Trinity County. And the Board of Supervisors stepped up. The Weaverville Joss House Association, which is our nonprofit affiliated with the park, really stepped up. And the lemonade from the lemons is that this park now has been getting a lot of attention from China and from Chinese Americans, because many of the Joss Houses, many of these Taoist temples have been removed from China. And this is a perfect example with the original collection from the 1800s in the Gold Rush era of a temple. And we've been working with the Chinese Historical Society out of San Francisco. We've been getting attention we've never had, and it's been really positive.
So I guess in an odd way, this whole fiscal crisis and the threatened closure of these parks has sort of focused your attention and the public's attention on something that we've kind of all taken for granted.
Well, as you know, people always say, well, what do you really need to run a park? Well, one thing that's the first to go out is marketing. And unfortunately, you have to market these parks. If we're going to be held to a business model and not be funded by the government, then we have to fund ourselves, which means we need to improve our marketing. And that's something that we don't learn in Ranger School. It's something that we know is important because everybody loves parks, but we really need to reach out more.
And you mentioned before we came on the air that the goal of state parks, the mission of state parks, is not really to turn a profit for these parks. And you mentioned, I was surprised, that out of the whole universe of over, what, 150 parks?
There's 279
279 state parks. Only two make money. And those are?
Huntington Beach, and I believe the second is Hearst Castle, but I could stand corrected, but I think that's correct. And we don't talk about that because it's we're not there to make a profit.
Right.
Like a library or a school, we are for the common good. And it costs money to run these parks, and it does not, the money generated does not even tap into the money, the amount of money it takes to run them.
So even the railroad park in Sacramento doesn't make money, even though it's just packed whenever I'm there.
No, imagine how you would conserve a historic engine and the amount of technique and skill and money it would take. Not only to conserve and have those on exhibit, but to keep them on exhibit. You have working, moving parts. You have to move those trains, and you have to have the skilled people. You have a huge facility there to house the trains.
Right.
You have thousands of school children going through there.
And you mentioned that the art collection out at Shasta, there was one piece of art that had a little indentation because of some, you moved it during a fire, and you cost
$5,000.
We've got a caller here, Brian. Brian on line one. Brian, are you there?
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Yeah, as a teacher, I find especially Old Shasta invaluable because of all the tours that go through there, as you were just talking about. My big concern is when they if they close that down, I've heard they're going to disperse all of that historical material throughout the state and throughout wherever else, and I fear that it's going to be lost forever, and it really needs to stay here because that is the history of Shasta County, not anybody else.
Right. And
you got it.
That obviously is the goal of the Shasta Historical Society stepping up to preserve and protect that history. And Heidi, would those paintings have to be moved if absent some kind of a donor agreement?
Absent a donor agreement, yes. Our primary concern would be the safety of things. And though the building is very well alarmed, we don't feel that it provides adequate protection. So the collection, like I said, 23,000 items would need to be moved out of the park.
Where would they end up, do you think?
Well, the California State Parks has a museum warehouse that presently is in West Sacramento, and it is now moving to an Air Force base where we're going to have a larger facility that's better and not in fear of being flooded. However, it's, think of Indiana Jones and things boxed up in a vault. That's what they would not be on exhibit.
Oh, we can't let that happen.
There are.
Has anybody reached out to the McConnell Foundation and seen if maybe they could help out in reference to storage?
Well, I think that their storage. Think of your garage and think of a museum collection. It's similar. There's never enough storage. There's never enough closet space. Never enough room. So the good news is that with computers and how our museum collections are cataloged, everything is numbered. Everything would be associated with the park, and we have a very professional crew that is responsible for the collection. In fact, I just got three paintings back that hung in Arnold Schwarzenegger's office, and once he got out of office, they were returned to us. We hadn't seen them for many years, but things do come back. They are numbered. They are taken care of. However, that doesn't mean moving them out is the right thing to do.
Right. Well, Brian, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
You really feel that your gut tells you that this is going to come together before July 1st and that the park will remain open in some fashion.
My gut tells me that we've had incredible support. The park, I hope, will remain open on a very minimal fashion. And then we can find some more sustainable funding to make it what it should be and to get the marketing and get the people and the staff.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. And I would just urge all the listeners to get out to the park between now and July 1st, and especially on the June 16th Family Community Day. and to see all that's going out there. Go out there and have a crepe and some coffee at the bakery, or check out the blacksmith when they're doing their thing on the weekends, and go to the Courthouse Museum. It's only
open Friday and Sunday.
Friday and Sunday, and it's a bargain at
$3 for adults and $2 for young people.
If somebody decides they want to write a check right now, do they contact the Shasta Historical Society or you?
They should contact the Shasta Historical Society. It's a tax-free, it's a donation that goes to them, and then they make one big check to us.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Are you fed up, like I am, with a government that keeps spending and spending with no end in sight? I am fighting to stop the high-speed rail boondoggle that will cost taxpayers $100 billion or more. We can't afford a train to nowhere at a time when rural fire protection is being cut and prison inmates are being released early because the state is out of money. That's just common sense. Something is really lacking, especially in Washington. One of the reasons I decided to run for office is because the government has its priorities all wrong. Instead of saddling future generations with trillions in debt to take over our choices with things like Obamacare, they should be cutting waste and installing our priorities for jobs and our families. With your support, I will go to Washington and bring with me a big dose of North State common sense. This is Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for listening.
Join the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the National Tax Limitation Committee in electing Doug LaMalfa on June 5th. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Trudy Pratt, and we're subbing for Carl and Linda Bott today. Mark's off to the dentist, and we have a caller on the line here. We have Rocky. Are you there?
Good morning, Trudy.
Good morning. Hey, we have Rocky Carbajal here, and he is starting the venture of his life here. So tell us what you're up to.
Oh, a whole lot of craziness.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, whoever says you want to get in the restaurant business, no, you know, if they say not to, don't do it. Because it'll put you through a whole lot of grief. But we love it. We absolutely love what's going on right now. We're getting really in tune with the restaurant. And,
well, let's just kind of back up because we have about a minute here. So we know that you and your wife, Tiff, both chefs, have been looking around Reading for how many years now for the right place?
About 7 years.
About 7 years. And you finally found a place down on 273 that used to be AJ's.
Yes.
Okay, and you went for it. You just said, okay, we found our place. We've got plenty of room. We've got a good kitchen. We are ready to cook. Two chefs are going to finally unleash here on Reading. So how far are you in this venture? I mean, you're almost ready to open. When, would you say?
We're shooting for about the middle of June.
Middle of June, okay.
Yeah, that'll be right after the Taste of Ready, which we're going to be in.
Okay. And then you're going to, what kind of food?
Yeah, it's going to be an Americana diner, very in tune with what's going on in the area. You know, we're trying to very support local stuff. Local produce, local eggs.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're closing up here. And thanks for calling in, and that gave people a good idea. And you're listening to Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back after the break.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. The UN says Iran is open to new inspections of its nuclear program, even as North Korea threatens to build more nuclear weapons. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern reports live from Washington.
The UN's nuclear watchdog announcing a deal that would send inspectors back to Iran, a deal Western diplomats are treating with skepticism. The Islamic Republic has long denied it's seeking nuclear weapons, explaining its uranium enrichment is needed for energy and medical uses. Iran and six world powers begin a new round of nuclear talks tomorrow in Baghdad. Meantime, North Korea is threatening to step up its nuclear program, despite warnings fresh sanctions will be imposed if its atomic program isn't abandoned. Many experts believe North Korea is preparing a third nuclear test. Ron.
Jared, stock in Facebook falling again, down 3%, under $33 a share. An underwriter for Facebook lowered its revenue expectations for the company just before the stock went public. Wall Street is mixed. The Dow right now is up 68 points after news that the sale of existing homes rose more than 3% last month. It's been exactly 1 year since a deadly tornado struck Joplin, Missouri. And that's where Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is live.
As new homes replace those destroyed here in Joplin, Carla Kennedy says,
to see the change and the improvement is, and the outpouring of love is just, it's great.
161 people died, much of the destruction near Cunningham Park. Saplings replaced decades-old uprooted trees, and there's a new water park. A unity walk will go by this park to mark the day that many lives were changed here in Joplin. Ron?
Jennifer, a sheriff's news conference scheduled for right now in Northern California, where a 21-year-old man is in custody, suspected by the Santa Clara County Sheriff's deputies of killing 15-year-old Sierra Lamar. She's been missing more than 2 months. Antoline Garcia-Torres was arrested at a grocery store in Morgan Hill. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Sam Worthington is the young star of Avatar. He's now in a string of blockbuster films with more to come. But what interests me about Sam's career is his early flop. As a young man, Sam failed at a prestigious dramatic academy. Frustrated, his father sent him on a one-way trip, telling him to work his way home. A few years later, while doing construction, Sam earned a second chance at another acting school, and film success followed. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Our setbacks are often of our own making, but Sam Worthington reminds us that the only guarantee of permanent failure is when we cease to try in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
Deliberations continue in North Carolina, where a jury is still deciding if former Senator John Edwards is guilty of illegally using campaign dollars to cover up an affair. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live in Greensboro.
Day three now well underway. The jurors looking closely at eight government...
We've lost our transmission with Rich. The jurors looking at the government exhibits that they had requested yesterday afternoon, most notably a note from money conduit Brian Huffman to Edwards' aide Andrew Young, quoting benefactor Bunny Mellon as helping to finance the cover-up of Edwards' mistress for the good of the country, the prosecution contending that that shows that Mellon's gifts were political. A memorial service in New York City for the estranged wife of Robert Kennedy Jr.
Thank everybody for their thoughts and their prayers.
Max Kennedy, the brother-in-law of Mary Richardson Kennedy, she was found dead on family property last week north of New York City, an apparent suicide victim. Another sex scandal in connection with President Obama's visit to South America, and this time it does not involve the Secret Service.
At least two Drug Enforcement Administration agents have been removed from their posts in the country of Colombia for hiring prostitutes during the lead-up to President Obama's visit there in April. The DEA said in a statement that it takes allegations of misconduct, quote, very seriously and will take appropriate personnel action, if warranted, upon the conclusion of the investigation. Maine Senator Susan Collins, the ranking Republican on the Homeland Security Committee, who was briefed on the DEA investigation over 2 weeks ago, says the agents apparently entertained female foreign national masseuses in the apartment of one of the agents. In Washington, Molly Henneberg, Fox News Radio.
One person in critical condition after being shot last night in Oklahoma City. Seven others also wounded in a Bricktown celebration after the Thunder's basketball victory over the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Oh, welcome back. Hi, you're listening to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, and we're going into the second hour here on Tuesday. And every month we have Lucky Gersani. He's on today. Here in a few minutes we have the Make-A-Wish people we're going to talk to for just a couple of minutes, and we have the Market Minute, Wells Fargo.
Well, good morning. The U.S. stocks remain in the green. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 62 points at 12,567. The S&P 500 is up 11 points at 1327. The NASDAQ Composite is positive 18 points at 2865. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Facebook down $1.18, trading at $32.81. Apple's up $5.31 at $566.76. Microsoft up a penny at $29.75. Local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares down 6 cents at $15.90. North Valley Bank up $1.60 at $12.60. Bank of Commerce trading flat at $4.01. Taking a look at commodities, gold is down 50 cents at $1,588.20 per ounce. Silver positive 29 cents at $28.62. Crude oil down 12 cents at $92 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. We appreciate that. And now we're going to go to our Make-A-Wish Foundation and then on to the weather. And so right now we have Lynn Curry, who is the voice instructor. Is that who you are, Lynn?
Yes, I'm the voice instructor, yeah. And we are putting on a 2012 senior recital. Four of my students are going to be going off to college, and we are going to be doing a voice recital including all types of music, anything from classical music to country to pop. We will also have a performance from the Reading City Ballet, and it's on Sunday, May 27th,
okay,
from 2 to 5 at the Elks Lodge. It is going to be a benefit for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So the event is free. However, we're hoping we will get a lot of people there to come and purchase raffle tickets. There will be raffle prizes, 50-50, a silent auction, and
wow,
that's how we're going to be.
Stuff.
Yes, lots of fun. Lots of fun.
Now, what's the Make-A-Wish Foundation again? Oh, well, we have Barbara Harrison here who's going to answer that question. We're all going to share the microphone. I like that.
Make-A-Wish Foundation is a big, huge foundation that we are nation and worldwide, and we support kids that are mentally and physically challenged.
Okay, so we have a local group raising money mm-hmm. for this foundation
right.
through all of these activities.
Yes.
And your most recent, or the one coming up next, is at the Elks Lodge.
Yes.
On Sunday.
On Sunday. Okay, so tell us again what time that is.
From 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock on Sunday at the Elks Lodge.
Did you say it was free?
It is free.
How does that raise money?
Well, we want donations.
Oh, we will have a wishing well there for people to drop donations in.
I see.
And we also are having lots of raffle prizes and silent auction baskets and lots of things that people can put money towards and leave with some nice gifts. And
wow.
We will be giving a gift to a special child as well. So
So they can come to a nice event, and even if they can only donate a little, that's helpful.
Yes.
Very.
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay. And then your next event after that was what? I kind of missed. That was that's your most recent one. Was there another event you were also promoting? No? Okay.
No.
That was me making that up then. So, well, good luck. I know
that
you're...
That was a good dream.
That was a good dream. They're like, we can barely do one event, lady.
We'll be thinking on that.
Okay. I know you're doing all of the radio stations here. So, hey, thanks for coming on. It sounds like a really important event. So, good luck.
Thank you.
We're now going to go to Bob here. He's going to update us on the weather. Hey,
oh,
Bob, what's happening out there?
Thank you very much. Whoa, what a beautiful spring-like day we've got out there
right now.
In the North State, mostly sunny, and today's high will be around 79 degrees. Overnight low, excellent sleeping weather, 52 under partly cloudy skies. Sunny for your Wednesday and a high of 78 right now in Reading. It is 58 degrees as always. The weather brought to you by our good friends out at Anselmo Vineyards. And you're listening to Free Fire Radio. Carl Linda Bott on vacation this week. And our guest host, Dr. Judy Pratt, will be right back right after these messages.
Just standing there.
In this election, we can vote for more jobs, better public safety, and planning the right way. We can do this by voting yes on Measure A. Measure A will allow a new retail center at Knighton Road and I-5 to go forward. This project has been publicly and thoughtfully planned for years and will bring dramatic safety and traffic improvements to the area. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce supports Measure A because the retail business is still strong in Shasta County, and the project will create 1,600 jobs from managerial to entry level. Let's remember, with unemployment still over 14% in Shasta County, there are thousands of local residents who just want to get back to work. Measure A will also generate new revenue for our sheriff's deputies and local schools. Join the Shasta Deputy Sheriff's Association and the Reading Record Searchlight. Vote yes on Measure A. It's about doing things the right way. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Jobs. Yes on Measure A. Build Knighton Retail Center. Sponsored and major funding by Hawkins Companies.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2012 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 23rd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers save an extra 15% with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 23rd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Keurig Coffee Maker giveaways. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 23rd. Vendors include Golden Living Center, Oakdale Heights, Sierra Oaks, Golden Umbrella, Riverview Chiropractic, Marquee Care Shasta, Interim Healthcare and Hospice, Reading Memorial Park. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Welcome Home Assisted Living, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 and AM 1230 KLXR.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Reading. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsReading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Just running.
Welcome back. Woohoo! Bob's got the wild music playing for us today here. This is Trudy Pratt, and I'm covering for Carl and Linda Bott, who are on a much-needed vacation, and hopefully they're doing absolutely nothing. That was their goal. And so in the studio right now, we have Lucky Jasrani. Did I say that right, Lucky?
Jasrani.
Okay, Jasrani. And so now you have kind of a regular gig around here, don't you?
Right. I do a monthly show here with Carl and Linda, so I've enjoyed it over the last several months. I started up in about November.
And what kind of topics have you covered, roughly?
I'm a civil litigation attorney, so my areas of practice are kind of vast. Primarily, my practice areas include real estate law, estate planning, corporate litigation, and bankruptcy law.
Okay. And then you've been in our area for about 6 years, you said?
Well, I grew up in Red Bluff, so I'm kind of a North State boy. I left for college at UC Davis, and I went down to law school at UOP McGeorge School of Law, and then came back to the area after passing the bar.
Excellent. Well, welcome back to the area.
Thank you.
And then on your show, you've had a lot of different topics, but today you were wanting to talk more about bankruptcy and some changes, B of A's up to some stuff. Well, let's just start then with bankruptcy. Like, why are people going bankrupt?
As everybody can see, the economic times we're dealing with right now are tough. Lots of people are unemployed. People are drowning in debt with various types of debts, whether it be medical, credit card, or other. People are upside down on their mortgages, being foreclosed on. So it's not just a lot of the perception for many is people who were irresponsible are filing for bankruptcy, but that's not the case at all. It's a tough time going on right now. Businesses are having a hard time, and people just don't have jobs to be able to pay their bills.
And then what about, you were saying that almost the number one reason people go bankrupt is medical bills.
And that's what I'm seeing primarily with my clients is they go through a medical situation. They did have health care coverage through their jobs. They no longer have jobs, and a medical circumstance arises where they need to get treatment, and they just can't pay for it any longer.
And then how large are some of these medical bills that happen to them?
It can get up there into the several thousands of dollars.
Okay. And then so somebody then files for bankruptcy. What happens at that point?
When they first file for bankruptcy, what happens is, well, first they would come see me, and we would go through a consultation to determine whether bankruptcy is even for them.
How do you know if it's not?
It's based, it can take a lot of time, it's complicated.
Okay.
It's complicated. It's a deep analysis of their finances, their assets, to ensure that all of their assets are exempt. We want to make sure that they're not going to lose their car, they're not going to lose their home, or any of the items within their home. That typically can be done. We also need to take a look at their income levels, their debts, and based on that analysis, we determine whether it's a Chapter 7, a Chapter 13, or what type of bankruptcy they need to file.
Okay, and then how many different types of bankruptcy are
there? There's several, but primarily for the individual consumer, mm-hmm. it's a Chapter 7 or a Chapter 13.
Okay, and so already I've learned that you don't lose your house or your car.
Yes, that's true. There are many exemptions available under the bankruptcy law. So if you have a car, it's possible you can lose it, but that's why having an attorney involved is very, very important to ensure that every asset of yours can be protected if possible.
Okay. And then what happens? I mean, so the moment someone files bankruptcy and creditors have been just calling nonstop or sending them things, by law, you were saying before we started that that's just like they don't get to do that, right?
That ceases. At the moment the bankruptcy is filed, no creditor can take any efforts to collect on a debt.
Okay.
So that would mean calls need to completely stop.
Okay. And then what other type of people are filing bankruptcy?
The unemployed. People who just now don't have jobs, and they are completely underwater. I had a client who was underemployed living up in further Northern California, having to commute down to Redding. The only way he could work was to be able to put money, gas on the credit card, and that just started becoming overwhelming after 2 years.
So some of this is more of what we think of our 2008 recession catching up with people.
I believe it is.
Because it's kind of still continuing even though we call it over.
Yeah. It really is, and it's many people who are underwater with their homes who are dealing with foreclosure or just way too far under on their mortgages.
Okay, what happens to someone's credit?
it will take a dip. But the way to think of it is don't worry about the credit score that's going to take the dip. Because if you're so underwater and not paying on your credit card bills, your credit score is already taking a hit anyways.
Okay. And how long does it take to rebuild that credit roughly?
Between 7 to 10 years. What? It'll stay on your record. But the word rebuild is complicated in that sense as well. The way to think about it is if you're dealing with bankruptcy, dealing with debt, your credit score is dipping every day.
Yeah, so
you're not paying on your bills, so you're just on a free fall, you know, falling down the mountain is the way I just like describing it to my clients. While you're falling or you're sinking, bankruptcy is going to level you off. It's going to create balance again. And how quickly you want to rebuild that credit of yours and work that credit score back up the mountain is up to you.
And how do people do that?
Well, you're going to get applications in the mail for new credit cards right after you file for bankruptcy and the only way to build credit is to establish new credit.
Okay, so to kind of get a credit card again and do a little
and
bit
be responsible with it.
Okay. And that's still as crazy as that sounds. Here's probably somebody who shouldn't even have a credit card or not. Really, we're not always talking about irresponsible spenders, which is what you've brought to the surface for us.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So then it just gets reestablished, and they just start slowly rebuilding that credit.
Absolutely. And the other reason is creditors don't mind people who have filed for bankruptcy sending them new credit cards because they're actually good candidates. If by filing for bankruptcy, number one, you create clarity to the creditor that that debt is now discharged. Number two, because a person who has filed for bankruptcy, for at least for Chapter 7, cannot file again for 8 years. There are some exceptions to the rule, but generally cannot file again for 8 years. The creditors see that as a good person to extend credit to because they cannot file for 8 years.
Excellent. I see that now. That's interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what were you telling us before about home loans and Bank of America?
Well, Bank of America, just a couple weeks ago, I wrote about it on my website's blog, last month, it kind of goes back to an issue that occurred last month. There was that big settlement with the five major banks that was resolved with 49 of the states where homeowners underwater were going to get some sort of settlement.
Okay, and these are people who haven't filed for bankruptcy.
Doesn't even matter. This was the home mortgage settlement that occurred with all the attorney generals. Now, Bank of America has decided to take it even a step further. So with about, I'd say, 200,000 of their current homeowners, they're going to be extending about up as much as $150,000 knocked off their mortgages. Bank of America is starting to send those letters out as of last week.
So redefine this for me. Who could be getting this in the mail?
Bank of America mortgage holders. So
okay.
It's going to be limited to people who are with Bank of America only.
And what would their loan, how old would these loans be? And what would the amounts, you know, give us an example.
Well, it's going to be up to $150,000. So it's not going to be the same for everybody. They need to be late on their mortgage, at least 60 days late on the mortgage. They have to owe more on the mortgage than the house is currently worth, meaning underwater. And the loan obviously needs to be owned or serviced by Bank of America. And they also have to be having a need. So it's not someone who can actually afford their mortgage. They have to show that they cannot afford the mortgage.
So they need to prove their income? Is that what
Yes.
you're saying? Okay.
So specifically, Bank of America has said that their current monthly payment must be more than 25% of their gross income.
Okay.
And they need to show that they can't afford that amount as well. Now, these letters started going out about a week ago. They're going to come in multiple waves. So Bank of America has been trying to make a big news about it because they don't want people tossing out those notices.
Now, you as a real estate attorney, how are you going to help people with this, or what do you see?
I can. The letters are going to be coming certified and registered mail, so people will know that it's important, and I do want to let people out here, especially in Reading, know that not to toss it and to take a look at it and carefully determine whether they do fit under those small circumstances that may help them.
Now, what do you think this could do? This would help people not file bankruptcy?
Well,
would this sort of catch them before they go there?
It could. It could also help them afford the mortgages and keep their houses so they don't have to be foreclosed on. Up to $150,000 of a mortgage reduction could be a huge help for many out here, especially in Reading.
Now, what would your guess be? We're talking about to qualify, you have to be late on your mortgage. You have to be you have to owe more than the house is worth. It has to be, you have to be a B of A customer. And what was the, you need to prove that your income is
your gross
payment is more than 25%?
Right. That's essentially that you can't afford your mortgage. So okay. It can't be someone who just wants to end up being late on their mortgage or, you know, that they hear about this new program going on and decide, I'm just going to fall behind intentionally. If it seems based on your income level and your monthly mortgage amount that you can't afford your mortgage, then you're not going to be eligible for this program.
Okay, well, that's just something, huh? This could help a nice select group. So.
It could.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a break. We've been talking to Lucky here, and we're going to be back right after the commercials.
Under Measure B, property owners in a small part of Shasta County could be shut down until 2036. 2036. That seems like a long time, doesn't it? But that's just what it says right here in the official Shasta County ballot book. If Measure B passes, farmers, businesses, and other landowners can't make property changes until the year 2036. Sure, Measure B has exceptions, and you can always just call for a countywide election. But why should property owners here in Shasta County have to hire lawyers at their own expense just to tell them what they can and can't do with their own land? And Measure B is so confusing. It's just going to wind up in court with Shasta County taxpayers paying the bills. Look, we all want to protect ag land, but Measure B goes too far. But don't just take my word for it. The Shasta County Farm Bureau says Measure B is poor planning and unnecessary. That's why the Farm Bureau urges you to vote no on Measure B. Paid for by Shasta Citizens for Property Rights. No on Measure B.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target which invites.
And at 8:27, this is KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. This portion of the program brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's Inside Tobacco and Brew is open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 7 to 7. Give them a try. They've got competitive prices, 50 flavors to choose from. And, of course, Tobacco and Brew, the home of the largest walk-in humidor in the area. They are proud sponsors of Free Fire Radio. And this morning we have a proud co-host or guest host, Trudy Pratt.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Well, welcome back, listeners. You know, we're talking with Lucky Jesrani today, and if you've heard him before here on Free Fire Radio, you may have heard him talk about real estate and bankruptcy, two of his passions. And welcome back, Lucky.
Thank you, Trudy.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, you've taught us a lot here about bankruptcy. And one of the things you mentioned at the break, I was really trying to get this out of you. And I just didn't know how much of bankruptcy was reckless spending of people who just couldn't budget. In your experience, just really not that many, you know? So there's a stigma to bankruptcy that is incorrect, would you say?
Absolutely. I think there is that negative connotation that people feel like that they don't want to be perceived as a person who's been irresponsible with their money. And there are a few out there who do exist that have been irresponsible and are filing for bankruptcy for that reason. But typically for the clients that I've seen and the people that I've dealt with, it's just a...
Something happened.
Unfortunate circumstances.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that's interesting. Stigma, maybe misplaced stigma.
It really is. And typically the clients I have don't feel good about it. But they understand that this is the best decision and the best course of action for themselves and their family.
Excellent. Okay, no, I think that's good to hear. Now, trying to figure out the price here, because that was sort of a surprising thing. You were mentioning that not everyone can really afford bankruptcy.
And that was a new report that occurred last week that some of the news agencies, specifically CNN and a few others, were reporting on, that many people cannot afford the cost of bankruptcy right now. The attorney's fees are what they are. They range between $1,000 to $1,800, depending on the specifics of your bankruptcy and the complications involved with it. That's for a Chapter 7. For a Chapter 13, it's typically a little bit more. The other types of bankruptcies usually apply for business, and those can cost more as well. There's also a filing fee involved with a bankruptcy that can range between $300 to $400. And there's a bankruptcy course that people need to take, which costs about $30 to $50.
Okay. Now, what are the courses, or where do they come into play?
Well, in 2005, when the law bankruptcy laws changed, the new requirement was a course on personal financial management that individuals would need to take before filing for bankruptcy. The idea behind it was that they wanted to ensure that people filing didn't need to file again, and proper financial management would occur. So it's a single-hour course taken online or over the phone that gives individuals an idea of what their financial circumstances are and their spending habits.
Hey, we're going to take a break.
Great.
It's so interesting. I'm loving this. I'm Trudy Pratt, and I'm subbing for Carl and Linda Bott, and we'll have more with Lucky right after this.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. A break in the case of the California cheerleader missing for more than 2 months.
Our investigation has led to the identification of Antolin Garcia Torres as the person responsible for the kidnap and murder of Sierra Lamar.
Sheriff Lori Smith at a press conference just now, the suspect arrested last night.
We have physical evidence linking Sierra to his vehicle.
The teen last seen March 16th as she left to catch a school bus. A deadly explosion in suburban Chicago. A hospital saying one person has died after a blast at a business in Arlington Heights. Many injured. Local reports say it may have been a chemical explosion. And it's day three of deliberations in the John Edwards corruption trial. The jury requesting access to more evidence Monday, including a handwritten note from donor Rachel Bunny Mellon. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore from Moore's Flour Mill, and I'd like to clear up some confusion. Measure B has nothing to do with the proposed shopping mall on Knighton Road. Measure B is an extreme measure that would dictate what hundreds of private property owners can or cannot do with their land. Measure B is supposed to protect farming, but if it passes, I won't be able to expand my organic farm in Cherry Creek Bottom or allow the public to buy fresh milled grain products at the farm. So please, vote no on Measure B. It's got absolutely nothing to do with the shopping mall.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Redding. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsRedding.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by our friends at Crown Motor, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, Ram dealership. Serving Reading and surrounding areas. At Crown Motors, they carry used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. Give them a call or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue, Reading, 223-2177. Now back to Dr. Trudy Pratt.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Welcome back. Well, you know, I'm here talking with Lucky Just Ronnie, and you've probably heard him before on Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda, but, you know, today I get my hour of legal counsel, so I'm learning so much, and before we went to the break, we were talking about people not, well, right now you were telling me in Shasta County, our bankruptcies, our filing is down, but the expectation really isn't that people are doing better, it's that they can't even afford the fees right now.
Right. The cost can be a deterrent for many for filing for bankruptcy. Like we were saying before we went on break, between $1,000 to $1,800 just in attorney's fees, with filing fees and the bankruptcy course that people are required to take, it can take almost up to $2,000 for filing for bankruptcy, which may seem like an overwhelming cost. But most attorneys in the area do accept payment plans, and that amount of money does not need to be paid up front completely in full as a one-time payment. So that can help people out.
Okay, so now what I'm hearing you say is that you have your own form of helping ideas for people to get that payment to you. Okay,
correct.
So tell me how that works. You were saying
small monthly payments, a down payment. Some people even tax returns are coming out right now, so people may be getting their refunds. Typically, using your tax refund if you are completely underwater and overwhelmed with debt is not a bad idea to use towards the attorney's fees and costs towards a bankruptcy. Help from family members is never a bad idea either. But going through an attorney, I think, is important. It's not something you want to do alone. Filing for bankruptcy is not easy. There's a lot of paperwork that needs to be done exactly right. There's exemptions. It's a complicated arena. And when you have to go to the creditors hearing or meeting the creditors, you don't want to go to that by yourself. Questions could be asked that you may not understand, and you do not want to respond incorrectly when you're trying to be honest and just don't know how to deal with the circumstances of the case.
So get some help from you.
Absolutely. Too often people try to do it themselves, and what can happen is the case can get dismissed, and the goal of discharging your debt through a bankruptcy will just fail, and your case gets dismissed, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you're talking about, like, Chapter 7 and Chapter 13, okay,
correct,
we've got two types of bankruptcies.
For individuals, those are the two primary ones, yes.
Okay, so tell me what the difference is.
Well, with the Chapter 7, in a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, as long as you have no non-exempt assets, that's a bit of a double negative there. Sorry about that. As long as your assets are fully exempt.
Which means what?
That there's a set of exemptions set up by the court. How much equity you can have in a car, how much your house needs to be worth, but it's all based on equity, how much cash you have. There's a lot of cushion available there. And as long as your assets fall within those lines,
and what are those lines? So it's like, can you have an almost paid-off car? Or
you can have a paid-off car.
You can have a paid-off car.
You can have
Does
a
it have to not be a certain dollar amount? Like, what's the level?
Well, there's also available, there's two types of bankruptcy exemptions. There's one with a wild card, one if you have a lot of equity in your house. So we would determine based on reviewing your specific circumstances, specific assets available, which one fits best for that individual, and determine whether we need to go through the wild card exemption, which has about $25,000 for exempt assets, in addition to other exempt assets as well, about $3,500 for a vehicle, some for jewelry, and going item by item, we just work towards ensuring that your an individual's assets are exempt.
Okay, so I'm a little confused. You're making it sound like you kind of really can't have your house and your car. I mean, they kind of have to be lower. You have to.
Well, you can't have $1 million in the bank and try to file for bankruptcy because, well, you can, but the unexempt assets would be taken by the bankruptcy trustee to pay off creditors.
Okay, I see. And so, a lot of equity in your house would mean that you.
It's very much like an accountant doing taxes,
mm-hmm.
determine what deductions are available for a person. Similarly, I would be determining which exemptions are available for an individual person to protect an asset.
Okay. And so, and Chapter 13 is more about asset protection than Chapter 7?
Both are similar in asset protection, but in Chapter 13, it's usually when someone makes too much money. By making too much money, I mean the bankruptcy courts have set up a median income level. And, of course, we can go through a means test to determine whether that income genuinely is too much. But if there is disposable income available to the individual and they're above the state median, then we would do a Chapter 13, and they would make monthly payments between 3 to 5 years of their disposable income.
And they're paying off what?
They're paying to the bankruptcy trustee, and the credit, each creditor gets a proportional share of their monthly payment over that 3 to 5 year period.
Okay, so they're basically taking what they owe and spreading it out. They
exactly.
kind of freeze it for a second and say, okay, you owe $50,000. We're going to spread this out back to your creditors.
Right, you owe 20 to Visa, 10 to MasterCard, and then another 20 to Citibank. It's frozen, interest rates locked, and over 3 to 5 years, you pay what you can afford between 3 to 5 years based on your disposable and monthly income.
So you're just catching up, so to speak.
And not necessarily even catching up.
Okay.
After that 3 to 5 year period, whatever payments you've made, that's what you've made, and that's it.
Oh, okay. So you might have small amounts. Your total may be $50,000 in 3 to 5 years.
But you may
years.
Only pay about $10,000
okay,
over
and
three.
And then it's let go or forgiven.
Correct.
Or whatever the
discharged.
Word. Discharged would be our word. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. I'm starting to get it. Okay. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break.
Sure.
And we'll have some water and we'll talk during the break and then we'll include everybody when we get back. Does that sound good?
Absolutely.
All right.
Right.
You're talking to Trudy Pratt. We'll be right back.
Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs.
Yourself these two questions. How many vacant buildings do we have now? Do we really need more retail stores in this area? We have only one opportunity to grow. Let's grow wisely. Churn Creek Bottom is fighting a big war on Measure A and Measure B. They need your help. It's no way on Measure A, and it's clear to see it's yes siree on Measure B. The homeowners of Churn Creek Bottom don't have a lot of money to fight this battle, but what they do have is the truth. They're not a big out-of-state company. They're local homeowners fighting to protect and preserve prime farmland in Shasta County, paid for by the Churn Creek Bottom homeowners and friends.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus, $5 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make every fourth Friday of the month a fantastic Friday at Wind River Casino and play in our $10,000 guaranteed cash slot tournament at 6 p.m. Entry fee is only $50, plus $5 free slot play for all. First through 10th win cash. First place guarantees $5,000 cash. 11th through 20th win $100 free slot play. Mark your calendar for the $10,000 fantastic Friday slot tournament every fourth Friday. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Are you fed up, like I am, with a government that keeps spending and spending with no end in sight? I am fighting to stop the high-speed rail boondoggle that will cost taxpayers $100 billion or more. We can't afford a train to nowhere at a time when rural fire protection is being cut and prison inmates are being released early because the state is out of money. That's just common sense. Something is really lacking, especially in Washington. One of the reasons I decided to run for office is because the government has its priorities all wrong. Instead of saddling future generations with trillions in debt to take over our choices with things like Obamacare, they should be cutting waste and installing our priorities for jobs and our families. With your support, I will go to Washington and bring with me a big dose of North State common sense. This is Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for listening.
Join the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the National Tax Limitation Committee in electing Doug LaMalfa on June 5th. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Woo! Okay. We're waking you up today. I'm Trudy Pratt, and I'm subbing for Carl and Linda today. As you know, they are hopefully snoozing right now. And so we are talking with Lucky Jesrani, and welcome back, Lucky.
Thank you.
Okay, and we're talking about the different types of bankruptcy. And during the break, we try to say, he says words to me that make no sense, and I have to have him define them. And I'm lost here in Chapter 13. And you're going to kind of explain to me, we went through a scenario of all of these second mortgages people have, right?
Correct.
Okay. And you're saying in your own roundabout way, and I'm trying to understand it, is that people can kind of get rid of their second mortgage. Is this almost too good to be true?
Well, no, it's not at all. That works out in a Chapter 13, and that requires a motion to the court. But in a Chapter 13, one of the available benefits of a Chapter 13 is the possibility to remove a second mortgage and have it eliminated. I can kind of give it with a real simple example.
Yeah.
You got a first mortgage, let's just say, of $150,000 with lender A, and a second mortgage of $50,000 with lender B. So you got a total of $200,000 of your mortgage. Your house is worth $125,000.
Okay.
So lender A, and this is often why I don't recommend loan modifications on the home. Lender A writes down your balance of the mortgage to $124,500. Originally, they were at $150,000, so they wrote it off of $25,500.
Okay.
So now you're not underwater on the first. You might think, okay, now I'm doing well. I'm not underwater on the first mortgage anymore. But you still are underwater because you have the second mortgage out there of $50,000. So you're still underwater of $45,000. You were... but with the Chapter 13 bankruptcy, you could wipe out the $50,000 second mortgage and just be underwater $25,000 with the first mortgage. The way it works is you just need to be underwater on the first,
Mm-hmm. And underwater just means barely underwater, right?
Correct.
Okay, who isn't?
Many are. Many are. And to be able to strip off a second mortgage and not have that second additional burden as a home payment to keep your home is a huge benefit of a Chapter 13 bankruptcy.
Okay, and how many people do this? Is Chapter 7 a lot more common because of medical bills? Or?
Well, Chapter 7 is often common because people just can no longer even afford their home and are willing to give it up or have already lost it. Chapter 13 is if you can afford your first mortgage, you've got to be current, and you are able to have disposable income, then Chapter 13 is an available benefit for many.
Okay, so here we're talking about getting someone financially solvent again. Now, they're not even in the rears yet. They aren't even behind on payments, but they're just, is that what you're saying?
Exactly, okay. Exactly. But the other part of it is the benefit of doing it through a Chapter 13 and a lien strip is what it's called, is with a loan forgiveness, you're going to get a 1099 from the bank because it's going to be treated as income. With the Chapter 13 bankruptcy, it's not. It's considered just stripped, removed, and at the conclusion of the bankruptcy, a discharged debt. And there will be no 1099 for a person to have to pay taxes on the forgiven debt. Hmm. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. I think I'm starting to get it.
Okay.
We'll have to talk for 17 more hours straight, and I think finally then maybe. So what's the downside of the Chapter 13? I'm not sure I'm really seeing it.
Well, downside is that if it's going to hurt your credit score. It's
okay.
A 3 to 5 year plan. You're still having to make payments for your disposable income. So if you're not really eligible for it, there's no reason to take a big credit hit. If you're not eligible for it, you're not going to be able to file either. The downside is that it does cost more in attorney's fees.
And how much is that?
It's nearly double in the attorney's fees.
Okay, so $4,000 to $5,000.
Oh no, probably closer to $3,000.
Three, okay.
But Chapter 13, you do have to make those payments, and if you do not make your payments, then your Chapter 13 case would be dismissed.
Okay, so you're saying that if someone then in this 3 to 5 year period got behind on a payment.
Well, on
now,
the payments to the bankruptcy trustee, that they could potentially impact.
Now you could actually lose your house based on, it's sort of co-owned. Are you saying is your house sort of co-owned with?
No, it's not co-owned, but to
the court?
To complete the bankruptcy, you need to go through the whole process of a Chapter 13, and sometimes it can be difficult, and it needs to be a reality check to determine whether this is something that a person can actually do or that they really want to do.
Okay, so for 3 to 5 years, you're actually doing what? I don't get what you're
doing. You're making monthly payments of your disposable income. And now, this is not for your mortgage. The mortgage can be paid outside the bankruptcy. This is just of your an individual's disposable income.
Okay.
Based on their gross income minus their expenses.
Okay, that's making sense, I think. Okay, so then how many people, what did you say your percentages are? Most people are doing Chapter 7, not 13?
Primarily people do 7 just based on the circumstance of needing just to discharge all their debt and not having disposable income of any kind.
And this Chapter 13 is a little more specific to certain group.
Not necessarily a group. I think it's just it's a larger demographic based on what it offers. Chapter 13, it's very specific of needing disposable income and having serving a primary purpose or having too many non-exempt assets. Most people can fit into a Chapter 7 bankruptcy if they are in troubled times.
Okay, and then are Chapter 13s up or down? Are they the same as they've always been, or where?
I think they're about the same. The way I think the statistics look are they just look at bankruptcies in general, and I'm not sure. I think Chapter 13s are slightly down, just like Chapter 7s, but overall, I think it has much to do with people not being able to afford the filing fees and other costs associated with it.
Are those the only two types of bankruptcies that you do, or are there a bunch more?
Well, there's others available. There's Chapter 12, which is for farms and those types of, and there's Chapter 11s, which are for businesses and corporations.
Now, did you do those as well?
No, I typically don't. There's very few attorneys in the area who do those. I think there might be one in the area who does that. Chapter 12 specifically for farms. Typically, those are done in the bigger cities.
So the two popular are then the 7 and 13.
Correct.
Okay, I'm getting it now.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here and come back with our final moments with Lucky. You're listening to Trudy Pratt, and I'm subbing for Carl and Linda here on KCNR 1460.
This is retired Assemblyman Stan Statham. For over 18 years, I fought for the Great North State against many threats, including state money grabs and L.A.'s liberal influence over our legislature. I even authored a measure to separate the North State from Southern California so we could create our own independent state. We need an independent, conservative North State leader to fight for us, and that's why I'm supporting Rick Bassetti for Assembly. Rick will never support higher taxes, and he will bring new jobs to the North State, and most importantly, he stood up already against special interests by authoring sweeping pension reform for the city of Redding. He'll do the same in Sacramento. Join me, along with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, former State Senator Maurice Johannesson, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the National Tax Limitation Committee, and hundreds of local small business owners, and vote Rick Bassetti on June 5th. So much is at risk.
I'm Rick Bassetti, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bassetti for Assembly 2012.
Satisfied customers are really important to us here at Crown, like Lindy Silva of Redding. Lindy tells us, I wanted a new Ford Mustang, so I came to Crown. I got exactly what I wanted and saved some money. I call her Ellie. I love it. Thanks, Lindy. You and Ellie are welcome at Crown anytime. Check us out at CrownMotorsRedding.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we'll sell them for.
Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Redding Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200V model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000-square-foot facility located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Redding, just off of I-5. And Redding Harley-Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Redding Harley-Davidson, located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
This Memorial Day, honor those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is Steve Jorgensen. Join us on Monday, May 28th, starting at 5:55 in the afternoon at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. The program will focus on the significance, traditions, and history of why we as a nation observe Memorial Day each year. Be a part of this special event to honor our heroes at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo, Monday, May 28th, beginning at 5:55. Thank you.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
That's right.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Welcome back. Hey, you're listening to KCNR 1460 and Free Fire Radio. I'm Trudy Pratt, and I'm substituting for Carl and Linda today. And we're talking with the regular monthly guest here, Lucky Jezrani, and welcome back.
Thank you, Trudy.
Yeah, and so what I've learned from you is that bankruptcy is down just a little bit, mostly because people can't afford to file.
Well, and it's, I think, a perception to themselves that they think they can't file. And
I
think visiting with an attorney may shed light on how they can't afford it.
Okay, and then also you've taught me that you are also a real estate attorney and that you do estate planning. And I know that those are probably future shows coming up, but I just kind of want to let people know what else you do. And so you do wills and trusts, right?
I do. That's a really popular practice area right now. I'm getting incredibly busy with those type of matters as well. People want to plan for their future and ensure that their children and other heirs are going to be well protected.
Yeah. And then what does it take to get a will these days?
Well, of course, visiting with an attorney, I don't ever recommend those online forms or stationery stores for those types of things because filling in the blanks is not sufficient. It takes proper planning, and just like any other area, like I was describing with bankruptcies, it's not something you want to do yourself. It can be potentially dangerous and not accomplishing your goals if it's not done right.
So would it not be honored by the court then if you fill out all these, you know, blanks and then you sign it? Okay.
But it potentially couldn't be too.
So if you think someone is going to contend it, is that when you would be more worried? Or?
Well, it's more about ensuring the proper language is in there to, for specifically for a trust, to make the tax benefits or avoiding the estate taxes.
I see. So there's a lot that goes into this.
Right. And you want it to be done right. And the costs aren't as bad as people think.
Okay, how bad are they?
It depends.
That's not an answer. Okay, so the range. Throw me a range just for those people thinking, oh, I knew it was going to be high.
Well, it depends on what needs to be done. If it's just a simple will, that can be done for a few hundred dollars.
Okay.
But a will does not avoid probate. That requires a trust, and a trust is a little more costly.
Like?
Depending on the number of assets involved, and it can get up to several thousand dollars, or it could just be a few thousand dollars.
Okay, so people need to think at least starting range for a trust at around 3,000?
Oh, no, less than that.
Less than that.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So that's important. And so they're protected legally, and you'll help them with the tax benefits, or?
Well, to ensure that they limit their tax exposure. Should there be any.
Okay, excellent. And then what exactly are you doing in real estate law? We've got like 30 seconds.
Primarily litigation, but to sum up some of the bankruptcy stuff, just real quickly, while numbers are down due to costs, as we explained, it is important to see an attorney. If you are underwater with your home, dealing with too much debt, visit an attorney, talk to any attorney, and make sure you're making the right choices for your future.
That makes sense, huh?
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for coming on today, and I'll be looking forward to listening to you in the future.
Thanks, Trudy.
Yeah, and I'm Trudy Pratt, and we've been sitting in, Mark Beach and I, for Carl and Linda today, and hopefully they're not even awake yet. They're just on the beach, just hanging out. So they'll be back on Monday, and it's all politics next week, so listen up. All right, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
And thank you very much for listening to KCNR Shasta Ready.
But I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A deadly explosion in suburban Chicago at a business. Emergency crews at the scene. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has this live.
The fire department confirms a machine explosion of some kind happened around 8:30 local time this morning inside an industrial complex just northwest of Chicago.
The fire department has transported 10 injured, and there is one deceased.
Jacqueline is speckled with Northwest Community Hospital. First responders still on the scene. No word right now on any cause of the blast that neighbors tell us was heard from several blocks away. Lisa?
Jeff, sheriff's officials in California just releasing more information about the suspect arrested for the kidnap and murder of a teenage girl missing for more than 2 months.
It's my belief this was purely random. It was an absolute stranger abduction.
Santa Clara County Sheriff Lori Smith says DNA from Sierra Lamar's backpack led to 21-year-old Antolin Garcia Torres, who's been under surveillance since lab results in late March.
I'm not giving up hope. You know.